Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the book of Jeremiah. So let's jump back in. We're in Jeremiah chapter 11, and where did we leave off? Ah, yes, 11 verse 20. But, O Lord, and that's what it says in the King James, or authorized King James Version, and I hope that everyone who is going through this with me has their e-sword open, because if you have your e-sword open, you can mouse over the numbers. You can take a look at the Textus Receptus. The Textus Receptus, of course, it means that the text that we received, and the text that we received in the original languages is there. And of course, how many people read Hebrew and Greek? That's why we have the tool. We can look at the Greek and the Hebrew, and we can search out using the scripture to interpret scripture. You can take a word in the original Hebrew or Greek, and you can search for that word throughout the scripture and see how that word was interpreted everywhere it was used in the original language. And that's how we use scripture to interpret scripture, by using the Textus Receptus. And that's how we know that the name of the Creator is Yahuwah, because that's what it says in the Hebrew language. And if you mouse over the number, because the Strong's Concordance has numbered every word in the original language, and you'll see it's the number 3068 in the Hebrew of the Strong's Concordance. Everywhere it says Lord or the Lord, in most cases, sometimes Lord will be lowercase and it will be Adonai. But in over 6,000 times, it is actually the name of the Creator, the name that He said that was His name. So we can read it, and sometimes I will actually read it Lord, and sometimes I will say Yahuwah, and sometimes I might say both. Then I do that for the benefit of all of those who do not understand the name or know what it is. And we talked about in the first segment how that, you know, the 70 weeks were determined for thy people Israel, and that our Heavenly Father, having given the oracles of God, as the term is given to us in the Old Testament, to Israel as a nation, that's the Old Testament, that's what that means, that it was given to Israel. And once the 70 weeks were up that were determined for thy people Israel, and that means, to me, that means that Israel was done as a nation when the 70 weeks were up, because even in the 70th week, after the 69 weeks, when the Messiah came on the scene, and He says, I have not come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's why He said it, because that was still in the time determined for thy people Israel, according to the prophet. And that's why He said that. But after that, the gospel went to the nations, and because I often wondered why the Heavenly Father gave us the New Testament in Greek. And that was the reason, because the time determined for His people Israel was up. The oracles of God, that phrase being used, were no longer given to Israel, because Israel was done. The time determined for Israel was over with. And, you know, that answers a lot of prophecy for you, too, when you understand that fact. So the Bible went in Greek to the nations, to the language of the nations at that time. And I often use the illustration that if the scripture had been given in these days, it would have went into English, because today English is the language, is the international language, the language of the nations, so to speak. Just to draw an illustration there. So we read in Jeremiah chapter 11 and verse 20, but O Yahuwah, so I can jump back to the Textus Receptus, and I'm still reading the Word of God, and invoke His name where it appears in the original language. So you learn to read, you use both, you can mouse over words if you have a question about what does that mean. and you can get the pronunciation in the original language. You can see how the actual original language text, even though it looks like Greek or Hebrew to you, and you can see how the word has been translated there in different places, and search it out for yourself even. The Textus Receptus. That means the received text. No, the King James Version is not the received text, but it is the best English translation we have, and it is the best simply because we have these tools tied to it. I don't believe there is another version out there that has the original or Textus Receptus tied to it so easily, where you can peer into the original text. So that's why it's such an invaluable tool, and especially if you're into, as it says on the top of my website in the banner up there, if you're into biblical studies. And that's what this program is all about. Well, really, it's all about the gospel, but biblical studies is how we present the gospel, by going through the scripture. But thou, O Yahuwah of hosts, that judgest righteously and triest the reins of the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of the men of... Okay, we did read that. And he pronounces judgment on those who tell the prophet to shut up or we're going to kill you. And another way they say that is to speak smooth things, and they fire the pastors who bring the word of God, and they bring in someone who will speak smooth things. So now we're moving on to chapter 12 and verse 1 of the book of Jeremiah. Righteous art thou, O Yahuwah, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Yeah, you look at them, they've got all the money, they've got all the riches, they've got all the temporal happiness that riches and pleasure can bring. Wherefore, I plead with thee, wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? You know, and that's a question. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are they happy that deal very treacherously? These are the questions that the prophet is bringing. Thou hast planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. It means they speak. They sound good. You're in their mouth, but far from their reins. You don't direct them. They don't go your way. That's what reins do. You direct a horse, you know, all you horse people out there. You know what them reins are for. But thou, Yahuwah, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of the field wither? For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, the beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yes, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. I have forsaken mine house. I have left mine heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. Mine heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. Therefore I hated it. Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. Jeremiah, our Heavenly Father, talking about his heritage. I could talk about my heritage, America. I've forsaken it, he says. I've left mine heritage. I've given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. There comes a time when we have to give up on it. Patriotism, in the time of Jeremiah, would say, Jeremiah, you're a traitor. Have you turned against your nation, Israel? Why do you not go along? Why do you pronounce judgment? Why do you tell the people to surrender when Babylon comes in? Jeremiah, you traitor? No, he's not my president. America is not my nation. I am not a citizen of America. I'm a citizen of heaven. My king is not Bush. His name is not Obama. My king's name is Yahshua, the Jesus of the King James Bible. He's my king. I am a member. I am an inhabitant of his holy nation. The whole earth is Yahuwah's, and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. His holy nation is over all the earth, and it's comprised of all of those who live in his kingdom, who have entered into his kingdom, who have said to him, I love you, and I want to obey you. Teach me obedience. Write your law upon my heart, that you may be my God, that you may be my king. I am willing to live by your law. I am willing to do everything in my power to obey your commandments. I may not always succeed, but I will always try to succeed. And when I fail, I will repent, and I will reach out my hand to you and say, have mercy on me, Heavenly Father. Have mercy. Teach me obedience. I have failed, but I want to learn to obey you. Write your law in my mind. Write it upon my heart so that I can say, like that great prophet and king, that I may not sin against you. That's a prayer, people. Let that be your prayer. And though America end up like Israel and like Judah, we will have assurance that no matter what comes, though the hordes come from the north, though they come from the other side of the earth, famine, pestilence, economic turmoil, civil war, come what may, race riots and race wars, whatever comes, we can trust in him, even to death, even to the death of martyrdom, to the guillotine, to the sword, to the firing squad, no matter what comes, whether we have to watch our children die or receive the mark, just know, because they will tempt many like that. Many today willingly would receive the mark rather than lose their jobs. It's that simple for most people. But if they go, we'll kill your children. Oh, give me the mark. That's okay. God will understand. No. Even to death. He says, if you love your children, if you love your father or your mother, your brother, your sister, your son or your daughter, more than you love me, that you're not worthy of me. So it was in the days of Jeremiah, and so it is today. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. Chapter 12, verse 10. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. And being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man layeth it to heart. The spoilers are come upon all high places through the wilderness. For the sword of the Lord, the sword of Yahuwah, shall devour from one end of the land even to the other end of the land. You know what the Heavenly Father is saying here? He's saying that the armies of Babylon, when they come in here and destroy the inhabitants of the land, he's telling this through the prophet Jeremiah to his people in Judah, when these foreign armies come, they are my sword. That's what this means. The sword of Yahuwah. The spoilers have come upon all the high places through the wilderness, for the sword of Yahuwah shall devour from one end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. Well, we haven't experienced that in America since the so-called Civil War. No flesh shall have peace. Imagine. You know what it was like in Jerusalem at that time? It was like it was in Civil War America. When he says, no man shall have peace, it was like Sherman's march through the South. On the route that he took, no one had peace. Not those that took and destroyed and brought the desolation, even to the innocent. No man had peace. That's the way it was in the days of Jeremiah. Are those kind of days coming to America as a whole? Will there be a safe place? Well, when it comes, I'll tell you what, you ain't going to have time to run, because you are not going to know where to run. You are not going to know where it's safe. Walk with him now, and he may appoint a place of safety for you. Of course, he may appoint martyrdom for you. He may. That's his divine providence. That's up to him what he appoints for each of us as of individuals when these type of times come. Oh, many people say it can't happen in America. Well, it has happened in America. It's been a long time. We had a small scale to New York City. But for them in New York City, where it hit, it was just as bad as Sherman's march through the South. It was just as bad as Babylon coming in to Judah. It was just as bad as what the Romans did when the Romans' time came to bring the desolation that was determined upon Jerusalem. So it will be in the cities of America when that determined desolation comes upon the land. But myself, believing that America is the second beast that rose up out of in the wilderness, rose up out of the earth, that yes, something will last, something will stand. So perhaps there will be a place of safety, because we know that that beast will be present at the end. But as sure as that is, destruction and desolation will come in the meantime because of the wickedness of the nation. It will come. So just pray, Heavenly Father, and I pray that too. Lead me to a place of safety. Lead me and mine and your righteous people who cry out to you, who speak against the wickedness. Lead us to a place of safety where we can be safe from the judgment, from your sword. Yes, the sword of the heathen nations that will come upon this land, just as they did in Israel and they did in Judah. So they will come here. The spoilers shall come upon all the high places through the wilderness, for the sword of Yahuwah shall devour them from the end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. For they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of Yahuwah. Thus saith the Lord, against all mine evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion upon them. I will bring them again, every man to his heritage and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, Yahuwah liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith Yahuwah. And we know all of this is history for Judah, because he did save, because Judah was returned to the land. And it was according to the people, those that followed him. And he says, if they will obey, if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck them up and destroy that nation, saith Yahuwah. And there's a break. So we're going to discuss this a little bit more. Got a little more insight for you when we come back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My website is crosstheborder.org. Please go there, watch my short video, and take advantage of the Bible studies that I have there. You can listen on demand at any time. This program will be archived within 30 minutes of each broadcast of each hour. You can listen on demand to the last 5 days' broadcast. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.